はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようサントドミンゴ。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 124. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. 夏子さん、はい、Have you seen the script?
Yes.
What do you think of the script?
Well, yeah, I can imagine some couples doing this. The same thing.
Really?
Yes.
So it's very practical, you'd say.
Practical.
Okay, I'm getting a little carried away here. Now, the point of this conversation is this is one that, well, you're going to want for the iLearning Center. You want this in your iPod so you can go line by line over and over. This is a really good performance. Now, it's a married couple and their pet. Now, this is going to give you a lot of informal Japanese, okay? In addition, now the pet's thinking. So his lines will be in a distinct thought and audible in a distinct manner. So please pay attention. Even if you don't pick up everything, we think you can pick up where the pet is thinking. What do you think, Natsuko?
The pet is thinking.
Yeah.
How unique.
And, well, it's audible. Let's get a glimpse inside the head of a pet and what he thinks about some humans. A dog named Kojiro. Oh boy. So much thinking of our characters in the recent episodes.
Yes.
But I think it's really good to get this distinction. Here we go.
うちのワンちゃんはパパとママどっちが好きかな？
当然ママよ。
いや、そんなことはない。
じゃあ決める方法があるわ。ママはこっち。パパはあっち、犬は真ん中。よし、スタート。
こっち来い、ポジロー。パパが愛してるよ。いい子だから、こっち、こっち来て、コジローちゃん。お願い。
こっち来て、コジローちゃん。おやつあげるわよ。こっち、こっちよ。こっちでしょ。
こっち、こっち、こっち、こっち。
こっち来て、こっちよ。
もう毎週同じだわん。つまらないわん。でも美味しいご飯のために。仕方ない。演技するわん。じゃあ、先週はパパの方だったから、今週はママだわん。わんわん。
小次郎ちゃん、やっぱりいい子ね。
小次郎め、この裏切り者。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
うちのワンちゃんは、パパとママ、どっちが好きかな？
当然ママよ。
いや、そんなことはない。
じゃあ決める方法があるわ。ママはこっち、パパはあっち、犬は真ん中。よし、スタート。
こっち来い、小次郎。パパが愛してるよ。いい子だから、こっち、こっち来て。小次郎ちゃん、お願い。
こっち来て、小次郎ちゃん。おやつ、あげるわよ。こっち、こっちよ。こっちでしょ。
もう、毎週、同じだ、ワン。つまらない、ワン。でも、美味しいご飯のために、仕方ない、演技する、ワン。じゃあ、先週は、パパの方だったから、今週は、ママだ、ワン。ワン、ワン。
小次郎ちゃん、やっぱり、いい子ね。
小次郎め、この裏切り者。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
うちのワンちゃんはパパとママどっちが好きかな？
Do you think our doggy likes daddy or mommy better?
当然ママよ。
Of course it's mommy.
いや、そんなことはない。
Nope, I don't think so.
じゃあ決める方法があるわ。
OK.There's a way to settle this.
ママはこっち、 パパはあっち、犬は真ん中。よし、スタート。
Mommy is here. Daddy's over there. The dog is in the middle. All right, go.
こっち来い。ポジロー。パパが愛してるよ。いい子だから。
こっち来て、コジローちゃん。お願い。
Come here, Kojiro. Daddy loves you. Good boy. This way. Come here. Kojiro, please.
こっち来て、コジローちゃん。おやつあげるわよ。こっちよ。こっちでしょ。
Come here, Kojiro. I'll give you some treats. This way. Here, come on.
こっち来て、こっちよ。
This way. Here, come on. This way.
もう毎週同じだわん。つまらないわん。
It's the same thing every week. Woof. It's boring. Woof.
でも美味しいご飯のために。仕方ない。演技するわん。
But for a good meal, what can you do? I'll put on an act. Woof.
じゃあ、先週はパパの方だったから、今週はママだわん。わんわん。
Last week was Papa. This week will be Mama. Woof. Woof, woof.
Kojiro-chan.やっぱりいい子ね。
Kojiro, I knew it. You're a good boy.
Kojiro me. この裏切り者。
Kojiro, you traitor. All right, Yoshi-san, let's get Natsuko's opinion about today's lesson.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか
?One. 私は猫の方が好きなんですけどね。
English, please.
I like cats better.
Now, before you think we're all crazy, there's a point to this lesson. There's a few of them. Natsuko-san, if we were reading something and it was a cat thinking or a cat speaking, what suffix would likely be attached or would possibly be attached to the cat's words?
Yeah.
There it is. In Japanese, when certain animals speak, there are certain suffixes attached to enable the reader or the person listening to know that it's an animal speaking or thinking.
そうだわん。
So let's just take a look at that first. How does a dog bark in Japanese?
わんわん。
Hence, the first vocabulary word.
わんちゃん。
The intimate suffix attached to the sound that the dog makes when it barks.
わん。
And the suffix.
ちゃん。
So there it is. And again, わん is what Japanese people use to mimic the dog's sound. The bark of a dog. So can you break this down for us?
わんちゃん。わんちゃん。
Now, what's the proper name for a dog?
犬.
Break that down.
犬.
And this word has a Chinese character.
Dog.
Very easy to remember. Same character as big, except for a little dot.
Yes.
Right in the upper right corner. So if you want to call that dot Spot, and we often call our dog Spot in English. I don't know why. Come here, Spot. That could be a good mnemonic to memorize that. Now...We were just talking that some animals, the sound that the Japanese use to mimic can be attached to the end of what they say to show that that animal is speaking or thinking. So we had dog, which was?
Wan.
Then you gave us cat.
Nya.
Nya. One more time.
Nya.
Can you give us a full meow with a cat?
Nya, nya.
And they usually come in pairs, correct? Wan, wan.
Yeah, usually.
Nya, nya. Yoshi-san, what do you have for us?
Purr, purr.
Kero, kero.
Which one is that?
私の嫌いなものだ。
That's something you hate?
Yes, I detest frogs.
No, Natsuko-san.
Don't come near me.
You can't. They're so cute.
No.
You never played the game Frogger?
No.
Okay. Let's change the topic here. Can you give us a Japanese word for the sound frogs make one more time?
Gero.
And if a frog was speaking, he would say...At the end of his words, possibly, depending on the writer or the speaker, at the end of what a frog says, one can attach.
そうですね、ゲロ。
So this was one of the goals of the lesson, to introduce you to some of the Japanese words used when referencing animal noises.
So now you know how Japanese dogs and cats speak.
The sounds they make. Quite different from English.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now that we started on the vocabulary, let's continue. Next we have...
方法
Method...
ほう、ほう、ほう、ほう。
Two long vowels in there. Just hold it. Ho, ho. And let's take a look at the dialogue to get this word in context.
じゃあ、決める方法があるわ。
There is a way to decide. Now, if we take a look at this, the first word in there is ja, and it's equivalent to the okay, a filler. Basically, while you're thinking, you want to fill that space instead of dead air, you can throw in ja, followed by the verb to decide.
決める.
And this is transitive. So we have to decide. Next,
方法.
A way, a method. To decide, a way, a method. But again, in Japanese, flip it around. A way to decide. A method to decide. Now, to help better understand this, maybe we could look at the Chinese characters, the kanji, to really help us out. What does the first character mean?
Direction.
And what does the second character mean?
Law.
A decided way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's this way or this method that you use. And then we can use this by putting a verb in its plain form in front of it. And in the dialogue we had, a way to decide.
新宿へ行く方法を教えてください。
Please teach me. And again, I think the better English translation here is, please tell me the way to go to Shinjuku. And you can even turn this into, please tell me the way to get to Shinjuku. But again, that ho-ho is the way. Yoshi, isn't this fun? Come on, Yoshi, tell me how fun this is. This word, ho-ho.
Sounds like the owls speaking.
Oh, なるほどね。
Hoo-hoo. You can't get off the animals today, can you?
Not enough.
Give me more. I don't know what it is, but today is a great day. Natsuko-san, next word.
真ん中.
Center. Middle.
真ん中. 真ん中.
What does the first character mean in this word?
True.
True. And what does the second character mean?
Center.
The true center.
So right in the middle.
Right in the middle. And this ma is the same as in masugu.
Yes.
Straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is literally dead center.
Yes.
Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a sample sentence?
そのボールを真ん中に置いてください。
Please put that ball in the middle. Sounds like basketball. I don't know what we're talking about here.
Mm.
Kind of vague sentence.
Yes.
Put the ball in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I imagine like if you have a big bullseye in a gymnasium and you tell the kid to go put it right mm-hmm. in the middle.
Yes.
All right, next we have.
Starto.
Start.
Su-ta-a-to. Starto.
So this is taken from English, but the nuance here is go, as in ready, set, go. It's used to let someone know someone is about to do something and waiting for permission to do it. It's letting them know that they can proceed. Now, Natsuko-san, what kind of situations will you use this in? Besides fighting over your dog's love. Which, for some people, it's quite important.
Yeah, in sports, race.
Yoshi-san?
Yes.
How about, what is that called? You know the Japanese are renowned because of that guy, Kobayashi, for eating the most in a short amount of time. Hayagui?
Oh, hayagui kyoso.
That's the speed eating contest. But how about if you're with your friends and you're having some kind of competition? Eating competition.
Eating competition with your friends?
Natsuko, you should come out with us sometime. Yeah. Obviously, that not to the degree of the professionals, but you can just say?
Starto.
Okay. Next we have?
Oyatsu.
A snack between meals. Between meal snack.
Oyatsu. Oyatsu.
Now, this is some good Japanese. Really good Japanese.
Yes.
And how do we ask for this snack, this oyatsu?
Oyatsu kudasai.
The magic words. Please, memorize this phrase. It will come in very handy.
Please be careful. It sounds like a little child begging for some treat.
As long as you get that treat, it's okay. Okay, yes, we should point out a few things. This is a common expression used with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, this yes. word, mm-hmm. would I be able to use it? If I said to my wife, oyatsu kudasai.
That sounds sweet.
Sweet.
Doesn't but it?
I think so. I ask it every day. But
you actually do.
Yeah. I'm not hiding anything here. But what is this word kind of associated with? Is it a grown-up word or...
Yes, it's usually used by children.
Usually?
Usually.
Natsuko-san, do you have a favorite oyatsu?
Yes, I like chocolate.
Chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Really? All right, yes. Let's ask Yoshi-san what his favorite oyatsu is.
ヨシさん、どんなおやつが好きですか？
カステラが好きです。
English, please.
I like castella.
Yes, famous in Kyushu, right?
Ah, right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to promote Nagasaki.
Keep your corporate stuff off the podcast. How many times did I tell you?
Sorry.
Come on, get in one more. Give us your best commercial.
Castella wa oishii bai.
What did you say on the end of that word?
Bai.
That is?
It's like death.
In
Japanese?
I'm sure it's Japanese.
In Nagasaki dialect.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the Nagasaki dialect from half of the Nagasaki connection. In regular Japanese, it would be?
Castella wa oishii desu.
Okay. Next up we have... We're gonna have to let Yoshi handle this one because this is his specialty.
Yes.
Oyatsu. Engi.
Acting. Act.
Engi. Engi.
And how do we make this into a verb? To act?
Engi suru.
Attach suru. And this falls into the category of suru verb. Natsuko-san, how do we say Yoshi's acting is amazing?
Yoshi-san no engi wa sugoi.
One more time, nice and slow.
Yoshi-san no engi wa sugoi.
Now, this is informal among friends. Now, if we were in a more formal situation, say we went out to dinner with some business colleagues, or it was a bit more formal situation and we just saw an amazing performance, how would we get that across to the person we're speaking with?
Yoshi-san no engi wa subarashii desu ne.
Notice the copula desu and the final particle.
Ne.
To let the listener know that you'd like some kind of response. Notice the polite form of the copula at the end there. One more time, Natsuko-san.
Desu ne.
Okay. More about the particle inside our grammar bank. We have that entry in there now, and it's a long one. Finally, we have...
Uragirimono.
A traitor.
Uragirimono. Uragirimono.
And it's actually made up of two words in there. The first word being...
Uragiri.
And this is the noun form of the verb...
Uragiru.
To betray. Next we have...
Mono.
Which is...
Person.
So we put these together. To betray, person. And then betray, person.
Yes, so betraying person.
Interpreted as traitor.
Right.
Okay, now into today's grammar point. Lots covered there. Today's grammar point covers... The informal way to refer to over here, which is?
こっち.
This is informal for?
こちら.
In this direction. Now, inside the PDF, we have a big write-up about this. Now, our second point we want to cover today is the imperative for to come. Now, kuru is another class 3 verb, which in Japanese is the class for irregular verbs. Now, in modern Japanese, there are very, very few irregular verbs, and kuru happens to be one of them. Last week we went over the imperative form of the other commonly used class 3 verb, suru, which was, Natsuko-san?
Shiro.
So suru becomes?
Shiro.
Now what happens for kuru?
Koi.
Kuru becomes koi. Break it down for us.
Koi. Koi.
Now the reason we're covering this, kuru is used quite often as an auxiliary verb. So when you have imperatives with this attached, it's quite important. So, inside the PDF, again, we're running short of time here. Inside the PDF, we have the full write-up about this. So, with that said, a lot covered today. Animals thinking, speaking, married couples going back and forth. But again, this is really good for your knowledge about Japanese, because this type of Japanese is used in anime and other things. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。